The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM. Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Oskaloosa, Kansas. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, courtside. Great to be out on a late January, Tuesday night for some high school hoops. And we got what promises to be a great one. I'm telling you what, this gym is absolutely packed. There are people that we haven't seen forever. Joseph, I doggone near didn't make it back. I'm too busy chit-chatting with old friends, but this game is too good to miss. And everybody in the place, both sides of the gym, are looking forward to it. Public address announcer introducing the starters. Let me share them with you. Oskaloosa and Valley Falls come together here tonight in the Northeast Kansas League. First of all, for the visitors from Valley Falls and under head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, longtime assistant Rodney Watson. Valley Falls comes into the ballgame tonight, 7-3, 4-2 in the conference. Going to be starting Hayden Kearney, Damian Cervantes, Zach Evans, Colin Kearney, and Flint Seymour. For Oskaloosa, longtime head coach Jeremy Rockhold, his assistant Scott Whaley and Hunter Overstreet. Oskaloosa coming into the game tonight. They're 5-5 and 3-3, and they're going to be starting Trenton Van Houten and Coy Perry, with Josh Rowe, Nick Bradshaw, and Gunnar Rockhold. The Bears in the home white with red and blue. The Dragons in the black with gold. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. High school basketball this evening here on Care Radio. Games going on around the area. We'll be trying to get you up to speed with some of those scores. Halftime, Joseph is going to have a raft of scores. I mean, he's scratching them down right now, just getting ready. The ball is away. The tip is going to be controlled down by Valley Falls. We're underway. Dragons with the basketball, and they'll work it around to the right side. Cervantes will have it up on the top. Valley Falls will dish it back over to the right edge. Handled there by Colin Kearney. Kicks it back over to the left to Cervantes. Brings it out on top, Zach Evans. Now, Zach's going to take a little glance over his shoulder. Look at Coach. Picture Coach Gatzmeyer is seeing what he wants to see. Here's a jumper from about 12. It's going to be short. The rebound pulled down off the floor by Oskaloosa. Bears coming back the other way. 7:15 to go in the opening quarter. Scoreless. First possession of the game for Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa will swing it over to the right side. Now cut in lane. A little sideways knifing shot is up and missing. And a rebound is going to be swept down by Valley Falls and Colin Kearney. Dragons up the court. Right side Cervantes. Back out on top. It's going to go to Hayden. Hayden Kearney will dribble out. Little seesaw dribble way up near the center circle. They're give and go into the middle. The ball gets loose on the floor. Oskaloosa is going to come up with a steal. Here come the Bears. Back the other way. That's going to be Trenton. Van Houten will accelerate. Goes in. Falling down. The shot goes up and misses. No foul called. And on the other end of the court, a lot of contact. No foul there either. And the Dragons are going to dribble it out toward the top and reset the offense. Damian Cervantes running the ball clip from the one. 6:24 to go in the scoreless opening quarter here for high school hoops. Cervantes will have it left. That's a long rainbow three and count it. Dylan Cervantes for Valley Falls gets the first point of the ball game. And Valley will break out on top 3-0. 6:10 to go, quarter number one. Back down Oskaloosa driving into the lane. Not a lot of room in there. Gunnar Rockhold is going to take it back on top. Player defense being employed by Valley Falls. The dish is going to go to the right side. Again, back out on top. No room. That Valley defense is doing a good job. Here's a three. It's going to be wide to the right side and well saved. Bears are going to keep it alive. Now the ball's going to be batted for Instone. Here's Cervantes. Drives, goes in, goes up. Can't get it to fall, but he's going to be fouled. Doing his very best, coming on the floor, Nick Bradshaw tried to time his leap to least possibly impact the body and the contact on Damian Cervantes, but he commits the foul. We're going to have free throws coming up here, and the first one is up and no good. So after hitting the really long three, Damian's not able to knock down the first of two free throws. It remains a 3-0 lead for Valley Falls. Second shot rolls around and in. Valley goes up now 4-0 at 5.5 to play in the opening quarter. Here's a shot up from the left side. No good. And rebound. Back up court with it. It'll come Valley. Solo back by Oskaloosa. One-on-one break up the court. Spinning, twisting, turning, and wave the shot off. It'll be a foul on Valley Falls' Zach Evans. So Zach picking up his first personal foul. Valley Falls' first personal foul. And team fouls are going to be even at one apiece with 5:18 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 4-0 Dragons lead. The ball is going to be put in play. Oskaloosa will knife into the lane. The right-handed hook shot up and good. So the first bucket of the ball game for Oskaloosa is going to belong to Trenton Van Houten. And back the other way with it. Here come the Dragons. Zach Evans in the corner, and now we got to reach in and a foul. It's going to be Hayden Kearney, by the way, who got fouled there, not Zach. The foul is going to be the first of the night. As a layup on the inbound play. Nicely done. It is going to be up and good. And first point tonight for Colin Kearney. Back the other way, running from the right side, misses. Rebound, tipped around, pull back down. Valley Falls, outlet, down the floor, finger roll, it's up and good. The driving layup by Valley Falls, Flint Seymour, and we're going to get an Oskaloosa timeout. Taking a break, Joseph at the 4:38 mark of the opening quarter. It is Dragons 8, Bears 2.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Good to have you with us here now. Oskaloosa, Kansas, where coming out of the timeout. It's an 8-2 Dragon lead. A quick shot on the other end of the floor as Oskaloosa comes up court with it. Will not go in from three. The ball is on the floor. Valley Falls is going to pick it up. Dragons are going to bring it up the left side. And as they come up court. They're going to have contact somewhere around the center of the floor, right at midcourt. And it's going to be the first foul of the game for Oskaloosa's Trenton Van Houten. So Van Houten picking up his first foul, and we're halfway through the first quarter. Over to the left side with it. Flint rather turns, and the shot goes up, won't go. Offensive rebound is going to be dislodged. Picked back up by Oskaloosa. Van Houten brings it up the floor, feeds it over to the right side, where the shot is going to be kissed up off the window and good. The bucket for Oskaloosa, Josh Rowe. So Josh gets his first point of the game, and then on the inbound, aggressive play by Van Houten, and he will quickly get foul number two. We're still 3:55 to go in the opening quarter, and you can see these teams are kind of feeling it here tonight. Playing hard. The substitution coming in for Oskaloosa. Coach Rockhold is telling him, "Are you sure you checked in okay?" That's going to be the junior, Ashton Glavin. So Ashton comes into the game. And Valley Falls brings it up the floor. Valley going from left to right across your dial. And those jet black uniforms with gold piping numbers and letters. Here's a baseline three. Oh, nicely done. From deep in the right side by Damian Cervantes. It'll be his second three-point shot of the game, and he's got seven of the Dragons' 11 points. It now is 11-2 Valley Falls. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Little pass down to the baseline right, just below block. No room to advance toward the rim. It'll come back off on top. Oskaloosa will work it around to the left side. That's going to be Coy Perry with it. Little give and go into the middle. It's going to be out of reach and out of bounds. So Coy's pass lobbed down low. He was looking to try to get it to Gunner, but Rockhold could not quite get there. And a 3:14 to play in the first quarter. Back up with it is going to come Valley Falls. It's an 11-4 ball game. Dragons will dump it over to the left side. Comes back off on top. Little left-hand dribble. Back over. It's going to come to Cervantes. He backs away near the corner. Plays off the screen. Accelerates into the lane. Dishes it over to the edge. And Falls going to get away. I don't think that Flint was ready for that pass. Here's a shot nicely put up off the right side. Zach Evans for two. Zach finds the range. He could get hot, and he could get hot in a hurry. Here's a three. Cervantes, no. Rebound to get off the floor. It's going to be Oskaloosa, Gunner, Rockhold. Rockhold will outlet it up the floor. The ball will get away. It's going to get out of bounds, and Valley Falls will have it back in. Maybe Oskaloosa just going maybe a little bit faster than they might have been comfortable with doing. 5-point Dragon lead, down to 2:20 to play in the first quarter. Valley will start left, come back right. It's almost like a motion type offense, maybe a little more elaborate, but not a lot. It's essentially still the same as they run it from elbow or wing to the other side, reverse into basketball, and now reaching in to try to dislodge the pass. Now, Coach Rock was upset. He thought that his defender had done a marvelous job, and he really had him defending. And he was ready for the official to be making a 5-second closely guarded call. But instead of that, we're going to have a foul called on Glavin. It'll be his first. But as that's team foul five by Oskaloosa, we're going to get free throws. At the line, Damian Cervantes. One of two at the line tonight. That one is in. And that is going to be his 8th point of the game already. 8 of Valley Falls' 12 points belong to Damian Cervantes. We're exactly 2 minutes of play in the opening quarter. Second free throw, high arcing, and it is also good. It is a 13-6 Valley Falls lead. Bears are going to make a substitution or two. You're going to have Hunter Miller into the game. Miller's in, sets a little screen to the right side, comes out on top to Rocco, pivoting with the right foot at the top of the key, sings it back over to the left to Tanner Haynes. Haynes back off on top. Here's a long three, hits the back of the rim, missed, followed up, and missed again. And a rebound cleared down by the Dragons. Here comes Fowler with a minute and a half to go in the first. Down the floor is Hayden Kearney, all the way to the baseline, keeps her dribble alive, hands it off on top to Zach. Evans over to the right block, twisting, turning, spinning, traveling. Trying to get freed up to get a shot away. Colin Kearney drags the foot a little bit, and Valley Falls will get the ball back to Oskaloosa with a minute 20 left in quarter number one. It's still a 13-6 Dragons lead. Relatively low-scoring start to the game. Pass for Oskaloosa was over to the right side. Coach Rockhold has used a wealth of talent in this game so far. You got Richie Rockhold out there. Now here's a driving shot from underneath. It is going to be up and good. Give that bucket to Tanner Haynes. A minute to go. First quarter. It is now 13-8. The lob down inside the block. The shot won't fall. Rebound. Chased down, and Valley's going to somehow save it. Feeds underneath to Flint. Seymour comes out on top. The shot from the outside won't fall for Hayden. And on the rebound, we have a Valley Falls foul. The whistle is going to be on to Colin Kearney. He'll collect his first foul of the ball game. It'll be Dragon team foul two. Just over a half a minute to play in the first. Oskaloosa with a basketball trailing by five. And up the floor, that's going to be Tanner. Haynes with the basketball, way around to the left side, looks it off on top, swings it over to Hunter Miller. Back on top to Tanner. Here's Rockhold straight away. The long three is good for the big guy. Gunnar Rockhold for three, and suddenly that big lead, it's gone. 13-11. 5 seconds to go in the half inning, or in the quarter, and a foul gets called on the upcourt play. Coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Hayden Kearney. Hayden is the only Valley Falls starter who has not scored yet today. And he'll change that right there. Getting his first point of the night. Pushes the Dragon lead to 14-11. One more shot for Hayden, and he'll knock them both down. Now we will get Oskaloosa to bring Trenton Van Houten back in. Trenton's in for the inbounding work. And for Oskaloosa, there's plenty of time to get a shot away. 5 seconds left in the quarter. They bring it in into the forecourt at 3.5. The long three, it looks good. Oh, it's off the rim, and that's the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back here in Oskaloosa. Timeout on the floor after one. Dragons 15, Bears 11.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
The teams have gone about it very different ways. Valley Falls has had Damian Cervantes really lighting it up with 9 points in the opening quarter. Oskaloosa's leading scorer, Gunnar Rockhold, 3 first-quarter points. It is a 15-11 ball game. We get set to go to the second and are very glad to have you with us. It's such a hectic basketball week here. Actually, a couple of weeks here on CARE. Tomorrow, Wednesday, back up to the Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Ravens will be once again at home. And join us up there. Ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30. Benedictine and Missouri Valley. Thursday night, it'll be Sports Look right up to the 5 o'clock evening report. Friday, we'll have JCN MHMA. Here's a shot from the top and three. So Oskaloosa hits the three-point shot, and it's going to be off the hands of Ashton Glavin. It is 15-14. We are very early in the second quarter, and now down to the baseline, trying to twist his way free. Valley Falls is going to come in to turnover with the travel. 7.5 to go in the first half. 1-point ball game, 15-14. At one point, Valley Falls had led by as many as 7. Excuse me, let me fix that. Yeah, led as many as 7. 7:20 to go. Feet over to the right side. Oski, down to the right, is going to be Gunner. Rockhold drives in, leans back, puts a shot up, and good. Gunner Rockhold's 5th points of the game. And suddenly the Bears go back in front. It's 16-15. A minute gone in the second quarter. Valley Falls still going to respond. They have not been scoring, and they do not there as the shot goes up and hits the back of the rim, and the long rebound is going to be pulled down by Rockhold. He'll go into the lane. Little bunny hop shot is up off the rim 2 times. No good. Valley's going to rebound it back down and run it the other way. 6:45 to go in the opening half. Quickly down the right side with it is going to be Zach Evans. Zach will lob it off on top to Hayden. Carney with a little alternating hand dribble will back it away between the circles. He'll skip pass over to the right side. Now it's going to go to Colin. His shot is on its way and good for 3. Colin Carney with 5. And it's 18-16. And right back in front goes Valley Falls. 6:20 left in the first half. The shot up, no, but offensive rebound, Oskaloosa, Sirocco, Gunner Street, online but too long. Rebound again down is Hayden Kearney. He'll bring it up the floor himself. Weaves it around to the left side, keeps it dribbling alive, circles back out on top. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. It's a 2-point game. Valley with a lead at 18-16. Full slate of action going on around the Northeast Kansas League tonight. 3-point shot for Valley Falls is up and no good with the rebound. Swept away by Oskaloosa. Into the forecourt with the basketball. Here comes Tanner. He'll dish it over to the left side. Gets it there to Glavin. Back out on top. It comes to Rowe. Josh starts in. Goes baseline. Back again to runner. Gunner Rockhold. 3-point shot straight away. Bounces off the rim twice. No good. Rebounding it down. It's Valley Falls in. Damian Cervantes. 5:20 to go in the first half. Still a 2-point drag and lead, but now Valley Falls into basketball. Into the lane, little right-hand hook shot, and prior to the shot, there's going to be a foul called on the floor against Oskaloosa. We're 5:12 to play in the opening half of the guys' game. No substitution coming in for Valley Falls is Colin Kearney. We'll check out and get a little bit of a breather, and in for him will come Grant Meyer. 5:12 left, and it comes a little shoulder drop, and his shot spins out, no good. Out of bounds, it'll be Oskaloosa basketball. 18-16. Dragons still hanging on to the lead. Oskaloosa had taken the lead by 1 just for a few moments. Now they'll feed to the right side, and they're going to put it up, put it in, and take it back. Wait, is that shot getting waved away? Offensive foul. They are going to wave it off. So for Oskaloosa, tough break as Brody Wright is going to be whistled for his first foul. And his shot is going to be erased. 4:44 to play quarter number 2. 18-16 Valley. Dragons over to the left side with the ball all the way around the perimeter. Now they'll feed down the baseline, rotate, changing directions. Of shot kisses off the window. Good. And a bucket plus. Our official makes his way across from the far side. Count the bucket and plus 1 the foul. It's going to be on Coy Perry. It'll be his first foul. And the Bears have already committed 3 second quarter. Free throw, rim top, no. back up before the basketball, and here comes Oskaloosa. They don't know what for, so it's a two-possession ball game. Gordon's going to feed it into the middle, and the layup is going to be up and good. Van Houten. Trenton's had a nice year, and it's good to see him lean back on him a little bit there as he'll get his fourth point of the evening. And that will precipitate an Oskaloosa timeout. Does it? Let's take a break. What do you say? We're 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go with the opening half of a guys game for the score. Valley Falls 20, Oskaloosa 18.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
As we return, Valley Falls puts the ball in play. Quickly, they go into the middle of the lane. No room there. So they kick it back out on top with a long three. Misses. And the foul of the rebound is won by Oskaloosa's Trenton Van Houten. As quickly as that, he gets fouled it deep in the backcourt. So, again, aggressive play by the Valley Falls defense results in a foul called. It'll be the first of the game for Grant Meyer. For second quarter foul for the Dragons. And Oskaloosa in front of the home crowd brings it back up court. The ball nearly batted away. And they're going to say as he reaches across, Zach Evans picks up his second foul of the game. So it'll be his second and team foul too. Three fouls by Oskaloosa. 2 second quarter fouls by Valley Falls. And the ball comes in and the clock is now down at 3:40 to play in the first. Nice give and go underneath. Uncontested layup from the left side is going to be good. That is Josh Rowe for two, and he's got 4 points, and he's got the game tied at 20. 3.5 to go. You knew the crowd expected a close game or getting it. Here's a shot up and good by Damian Cervantes. And Damian, he is really playing well tonight. That is 12 points already for Cervantes. Now the ball is going to be stripped away and stolen. Here come the Dragons. Driving, shot, blocked from behind, and a foul. Is it going to be on Gunner? No. The official coming up from the backcourt is going to indicate the foul is going to be on Brody Wright. Brody's going to have foul number two. He had two officials. Each one called a foul. One had blown the whistle much sooner in the backcourt. The other one down the floor had seen a separate and distinctly different foul by a different player. But first whistle, that's the one you get. And that's what happens there. It'll be Valley Falls basketball, 3 minutes to go. And now trying to get a shot away in the middle of some very good defense, spinning and traveling. Valley Falls will turn it back over. We're down to 3:02 to play in the opening half. And now the Bears are going to have to put the ball back in play. As the officials having a long chat with Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer of Valley Falls. Say, starting up the floor, and then the official blows his whistle and stops the play. Stops the ball coming up, and now Coach Gatzmeyer, one official, they walked all the way down to the baseline together, and they seem to have reached some kind of agreement, even though it might be an agreement to disagree, but they're not going to be talking about this topic anymore. We're back to the game, where as quickly as the ball comes in, we get another foul. And what's happening right now is these teams are, they're just wanting this game a lot. They're playing hard, no question about it. They're playing aggressively. As a byproduct of that, you run into a lot of contact, a lot of reaching in, a lot of fouls, sometimes some mistakes. And the team that gets beyond that more quickly is going to be the team that wins. Here's a three. Oh, what a shot from deep from the right side by Van Houten for Oskaloosa. And Bears go back in front. They have not seen the lead much, but they're up now at 23-20. 2.5 to go. First. Now Oskaloosa, or rather Valley Falls, will go for a three. And it'll go in for Cervantes. And this young man is maybe having a career night. And that's the end line. He's only a freshman. But you know he's just getting better and better and better. He's got 15 points already. Oskaloosa dislodges the ball, and are they able to corral it there or not? Valdez is going to steal it back, and then, in the effort at the steal, I think we're going to have a dragon foul. We are. Foul's going to be on Valley Falls, Aiden Kearney. To the dissatisfaction of many of the fans in my vicinity, they don't like that call very much, and we're at 2:02 to play in the half. It will be team foul four, so each team has committed four. We're shooting free throws for the last 2:02. Baseline jump shot for three, halfway down, kicks out. Spinning away, it'll be rebounded back down by Valley Falls. Dragons up the court with it. Over to the right side, Hayden. Kearney goes three. Short. Rebound in the lane. Batted away. Picked back up by Hayden deep in the corner. They'll dribble it out toward the top. Kicks it back over to Zach Evans. Back to Hayden. Top side to Zach. The defense right in his grill. He cannot get a look at the rim. Back over to the left side. The ball is going to be slapped out of the hands of Hayden Kearney, but he's going to go back and retrieve it before it gets to midcourt. We're at a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Again, high school basketball, no shot clock. Here's a skip pass right side, and it's going to go out of bounds and off Valley Falls. It's Oskaloosa basketball with a minute 25 left. 26-23. Dragons in front. Ball. 75 seconds left in the first half. You can see right now, because this thing's coming right down to the wire tonight. We could fast forward to a minute to go in the fourth quarter. This thing kind of a close game. You could just feel it coming. Tough shot, good. That tough shot, it was shot. It was released by the backboard.
Well, we're still standing by with Tom. We're losing him a little bit right now. We will be monitoring him and make sure that we can come back to him. It sounds like we've got him there.
Okay. I just looked. This looks good, Joseph, but thank you. Here we go. Left side running shot. Rolls away. Baller shot. Rolls out. Rebound. Out of play. Off whom? Is it going to go? It is going to be Oskaloosa basketball. 26 seconds of the first half. 26-25, Valley Falls leading Oskaloosa. You got a couple of teams from a couple of towns that, goodness, what are they? 5, 6, 7 tops, miles apart? You know all these guys know each other. Here's a shot from the outside. Won't go. Offensive rebound. Oskaloosa, shot blocked. Out of bounds by Colin Kearney. Collins says, get that out of here. Slaps it away at the baseline. 11 seconds to play in the half. And before these final 11 seconds, we're going to take a timeout. Joseph, I'll check in with you when we do this. 11 seconds to go in the half. We got such a good one. Valley Falls 26, Oskaloosa 25.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
With only 11 seconds to go in the opening half, Dragons leading Oskaloosa 26-25 on the road here this evening. Opening game of the night, it was a big Oskaloosa win at home for the ladies team. See how the second half, second game shapes up here. Going to get a sweep, getting a split. This one's coming out of the end. It will be Oskaloosa ball. They'll bring it in very near midcourt, lobbing it in from the baseline. Out on top, it's going to be Van Houten. He's a great shooter. Spins in with 4 seconds. Puts an off-balance shot on his way, and it won't go down. Rebound pulled down by Valley Falls. It will take us to halftime, and we'll be back to summarize it. These teams are going to go to the locker room with the halftime score here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. Valley Falls 26, Bears 25.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
One of the best things that ever happens, okay? One of the reasons that you pack gymnasiums, you bring in mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and all the friends and neighbors because you got little kiddos out working with cheer and dance teams doing halftime routines, and they got a raft of them out here tonight. Fantastic. Always a fun time. Talking about a fun time, that first half was a fun time. It's a one-point ball game at halftime, 26-25 Dragons, and recapping the first half scoring, 4 Valley Falls, the road team tonight. Damian Cervantes, what a half. The freshman, 15 points. 5 for Colin Kearney. 4 in the ballgame so far for Zach Evans, and a couple of points apiece for Flint Seymour and Hayden Kearney. For Oskaloosa, it was 7 for Trenton Van Houten. 5.5 for Gunnar Rockhold. 4 for Josh Rowe. You had Ashton Glavin with 3. Stepping up with those Tanner Haynes with 2 and Brody Wright with 2. Don't go away. Second half coming up live here on Care Radio. But, oh, Joseph, by the way, I just realized that with all these dancers, and there must be, what, 142, maybe? They are lined up all the way down the long side of the court and wrapped around both ends. So they have extended our halftime, and we will figure out how we're going to handle all that, because it is extraordinarily long. That said, I guess what I'm telling you, good listeners, is if you come back and we're not quite back to the game yet, do not panic. It's going to be coming back, and it's going to be great. Right now, though, halftime score here in Oskaloosa. Dragons 26, Bears 25. Back we go to Joseph in the K-Radio Sports Studio.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got a heck of a game coming up tomorrow night as the Benedictine Ravens will be taking on Missouri Valley. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Marhill Mount Academy playing host to JCN. Tune in right around 6 p.m. for the girls game. Well, maybe a little bit later. It is the Marhill Mount Academy gym, and sometimes things do run a little bit long there. And about 8 o'clock for the boys game, as we will be covering both games on Friday night. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens are on the road in Canton, Missouri, taking on Culver Stockton. Tune in at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the local scores as I have them.
Care 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Taking a look around the area, I have some finals to report in girls' games. It was Nemaha Central over Hiawatha in a very, very close game. It was 44-42. Sabetha and Riverside met up today. Riverside took home a 48-14 victory over Sabetha. Royal Valley and Holton were in play, and in an overtime win, Holton came out on top with the Holton ladies at 41 points to Royal Valley's 36. Washington County beat Lynn 55-39. In the Hanover Valley Heights game, Hanover had 59 points at the end of regulation to Valley Heights 37. The Frankfurt ladies beat Blue Valley 53-30. It was Centralia over Troy. Troy ladies only having 41 points to Centralia's 47. And in the game that you listened to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Oskaloosa beat Valley Falls 66-42. Taking a look at boys' games in action. The Nemaha Central Thunder and the Hiawatha Redhawks are playing tonight. It's the Hiawatha Redhawks at the half with a, it's Nemaha Central Thunder at the half at 26 points to Hiawatha's 13. In the Sabetha Riverside matchup, Sabetha at the half had 26 points to Riverside's 18. And in the Axtell Donovan West matchup. It's Axtell 24 to Donovan West 23. In the Washington County Lynn game at the half, it's Washington County 15 to Lynn's 13. And in this game, we've got Oskaloosa trailing Valley Falls, with Valley Falls on top by 1 point, 26 to 25. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on CARE Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, mscnews.net. That's mscnews.net.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 29 tonight under mainly clear skies, winds out of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 63. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 41. Overcast and dry Thursday and Friday. Low 60s Thursday, upper 50s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 37 degrees in Atchison, 35 up in St. Joseph, Missouri, 36 in Horton, and Troy is checking in at 31. With the winds out of the north at 2 miles per hour and a relative humidity of 76 degrees, it feels like 37 out there with a dew point of 30 degrees and a barometric pressure on the rise at 30.20 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a few moments.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread?
Hello.
These are signs it may be time to replace your tires.
It's
don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msksports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports. It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Well, I do have a second here. This, again, is Joseph Kerr with you. Taking a look at third quarter scores, we've got the Blue Jays now in the fourth quarter in the Sabetha Riverside game, and the Cyclos sitting at 34. At the half, Royal Valley's got 16 points to Holton's 18. And in the third, it is currently the Nemaha Central Thunder at 32 to the Red Hawks 18. In Jayhawks basketball, the Kansas Jayhawks are playing host to the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and currently the Jayhawks are sitting at 31 points with the Cowboys at 15.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, back with you here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. Oh, we're getting set for what's just going to be a fantastic second half. It's a one-point game here at intermission. Crowd is all hyped up as they had some really nice halftime fun stuff going on with the kiddos out there. And now they're going to wrap up the evening here in this gymnasium with a great second half. 26-25 is the score. Two teams have gone about this very differently. For Valley Falls, it's been the starters. Okay. Coach Katzmeyer has used a limited amount of help from the bench. All of his points have come from his starting five, and all of his starting five have scored points. For Oskaloosa, they've gone much deeper than that. Coach Rockhold has had, I am aware of 10 guys who have played, and I could have missed one, slipped in when I wasn't looking. But Oskaloosa has played 10 guys, and they've had half a dozen of them into the scoring column. And here we go, right out of the gate to begin the second half, a little leaning away. Shot is going to be up and good for Hayden Kearney, and he's got four. Valley Falls stretches its lead now. It is 28-25. Quickly down the right side, turning around the shot, rejected by Kearney. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley and the Dragons into the forecourt. Down the left side with it. That is going to be Seymour, and he'll have it stolen. Back the other way, the running shot misses. Offensive rebound, follow shot, got it. Coy Perry, he will be the, eighth player for Oskaloosa to have scored. Here's a really long three for Cervantes that misses. Rebound underneath Kearney. Hayden will lose the handle on it. They're going to call him for the travel. It's a 28-27 ball game with 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls hanging on to that single-point lead, but here come the Bears. Coy Perry will bring it up the floor. Oskaloosa operating from left to right across your dial here in the second half, wearing those home whites. Valley Falls are traveling black and gold. Bears will swing it back over to the right side. Again, that's going to be Coy. Leans it back. Three-point shot. Back of the rim. Rebound tipped down. It's going to be rolling around and saved underneath. The backdoor pass, and the layup is up and good. Coy Perry, 4 points, all of them here in the third quarter. And back in front goes Oskaloosa at 29-28. 6.5 to go, third quarter. That's Josh Rowe from just inside the three-point arc, and a really long two for Josh. That'll be his 6th point tonight. And back in front goes Valley Falls at 30-29. There have been 4 lead changes already in this second half, and we are 2 minutes in. Bears with the ball. Work over to the right side. Another long three from right in front of the bench. Knocks it down, Coy Perry. Where has he come from? Coy did not score in the opening quarter. Didn't score in the second quarter. Here's a three for Valley, and it misses. But in the third quarter, a little over 2 minutes in, Coy already has 7 third-quarter points. Here's a shot on the other end, a block, a bucket, and a plus one. Here's what's coming over the scores table. I think this is going to be on Flint. It is. So the foul is going to be on Flint Seymour. It'll be his first foul of the ball game, and it'll be team foul one of the third quarter, and an opportunity here for Oskaloosa's Josh Rowe to complete the conventional three-point play. He's already put his team up by 4. This free throw makes his team up 5. It is 35-30. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Bears in front here at home. Here's a three on the other end. Missing. Rebound tipped out. Valley's going to save it. Nicely done. Back over to the left. The three for Hayden Kearney. Won't go. Rebounding it underneath and keeping it alive is going to be Colin Kearney. Feeds inside. The cutter is up and good and plus one for Zach Evans. give him the bucket. Sack will be coming to the line for one, and a foul on Coy Perry of Oskaloosa. Coy's second foul tonight, each team with one third quarter foul. Looking for the three-point play, but it won't happen. Missed free throw is going to be rebounded back down by Oskaloosa's Josh Rowe. It is 35-32. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. These two teams have found the offense in the locker room at halftime, and they brought it back with them. Around to the left is going to be Coy. Perry swings it over to Gunner. Rockhold gets it to Nick. Now to Pete in the lane. The shot's going to be partially deflected. The follow shot is up and no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley Falls, and they've got numbers. Driving it down to the right side. Going in, going up. Shot is up and good. Tumbling to the floor after the bucket, but counting the score. And backed up the floor, Oskaloosa. And that was a good bit of defense down there to shake the defender loose. Put away Damian Cervantes is now at 17 points. It's 35-34. Again, a single-digit game with 4:45 to go, and now a foul on the other end. And these teams have absolutely picked it up a little bit. That will be Flint Seymour's second foul. It'll be Valley Falls' second foul of the third quarter. A little backdoor pass is going to be rejected out of bounds. They're looking underneath for Coy Perry, but nice job defensively getting a hand on that ball by Aiden Carney. Going to reject it out of bounds into the far side. And that's coming in to Oskaloosa with 4:25 and rolling along here in the third quarter. 35-34. You got the Bears leading here at home. Baseline three. Looks down at the floor. Make sure he had the three. Set sail with it, and it's no good, but we have another whistle. Let's see what this is going to be, and it is going to be a foul not by the guy defending the shooter, but by a player who is trying to box out on the rebound. And a foul is going to be on, is that on Flint again? Has he picked up three? He has. Flint Seymour has picked up three third quarter fouls in less than 4 minutes. Inbound it comes, the falling away shot is no good, but we'll have free throws coming up for Oskaloosa as Grant Meyer has come into the game to let Flint Seymour fill up a chair with those three fouls. Grant will pick up his second foul. And that is going to be team foul four for Valley Falls in this third quarter. Oskaloosa has only committed a couple. 4 minutes and 12 seconds ago. Still, most of the third quarter remains to be played. It's 35-34. Bears out front. Looking to stretch that lead. The first free throw is up and good for Josh Rowe. Josh is having a big third quarter. Second free throw, not going to go. Rebound. Pulled back down by Oskaloosa. So now they have a two-point lead, and back with the basketball inside the block. The left-handed shot misses. Rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Oskaloosa. We're at 58 to go in quarter number three, 36-35. Excuse me, 36-34. Long three from straight away is going to be short. And the long rebound is going to be pulled down somehow. But the only Valley Falls guy that was not tied up in the middle, and that is Aiden Carney. And as the defender tries to swipe the ball from him, we're going to have an Oskaloosa foul. So we've got it. A boatload of third quarter fouls after a relatively clean first half. It's going to be the third foul for Trenton Van Houten. So Van Houten will come out of the ballgame for Oskaloosa. The Bears are going to bring Tanner Haynes back in. 3:45 to go in the third. Still 36-35, Oskaloosa in front. Inbound it comes to Colin Carney. Valley Falls on offense. The feet underneath. The shot, leaning back, no offensive or defensive rebound, Oskaloosa, Coy Perry. Baseball pass, other end, lob across, and instead of taking the shot, looking for that one extra pass, Oskaloosa will turn it over at 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Coach Rockhold is just trying to tell his guys, hey, it's okay, but you see that good shot? It's okay. Take that shot. Here comes Valley Falls back up the court, still trailing it by a pair. Now the team has been able to put together a bigger lead than that. And now here's the jumper from the left side. It's a three-point shot. Colin Kearney, it's his second three of the game. He's got eight. And the Dragons go back up by one. And as quickly as that, it goes back the other way on a three-point shot for Oskaloosa. Wow, these two teams now just trading buckets. That one by Richie Rockhold. So it is now, doing a little math, 39-37. Yep, 39-37. Oskaloosa in front. 2:40 to go. Yeah, the officials kind of getting things sorted out on the near side. And Oskaloosa is going to rotate in Hunter Miller. 2:42 to go in the third quarter. 39-37. Bears in front of the Dragons here in Oskaloosa, Kansas tonight. It means a lot to these two teams. It means a lot to the conference. Means a lot just personally to them because of how close these guys all are together and how well they all know one another personally beyond the basketball court. I mean, they're neighbors. So, there's going to be a lot of bragging rights to get involved in a game like this. Ball's going to be lost out of bounds. Back it'll come again to the Dragons, trailing by a pair. 2.5 to go in the third. Feed in. Layup is going to be up and missing. Little left-handed shot put up by Collins. Would not go down. And coming up with the basketball is going to be Oskaloosa. Flying up the court is going to be Gunner. Rocco goes into the lane. And as the defender goes down, the crowd moans. They thought there was going to be an offensive foul. And they are going to call a block. So the blocking foul on Hayden Kearney will be his second of the game. It'll be the fifth third quarter team foul by Valley Falls, which will send Gunnar Rockhold to the free throw line. He hasn't had a free throw tonight, and he'll connect there. It is 41-37. 42 now. 42-37. Two 12 to go. 3-point shot for Valley Falls. Off the mark. Rebound to go back down. Valley, and we got another foul called. We are seeing so many stoppages of play. It's really hard for a team to get into the ebb and flow of a ball game and for things to start going up and back up and down. Teams to execute and have a game plan. Probably for coaches to do their job because they try to institute something to stop it. You start back over again, and here's a drive into the lane that is ended with another foul called. We're at a minute 50 to go in the third. It is 42-37 for Oskaloosa. All the contact has kind of worked out for them because they pushed together now to a 5-point lead. It is the largest for Oskaloosa tonight. Now, Valley Falls was led by as many as seven back in the opening quarter, very, very early in the ball game. This is also the third foul on Gunner. Free throw goes in. So for Damian Cervantes, point number 18 gets notched up. And Oskaloosa will bring in their 11th player of the night. This is going to be Caden Kessinger. Second free throw does not go in. Kessinger rebounds it down. It is 42-38. And as Oskaloosa's Coy Perry comes up the floor, pick a thing up with him. Players spill to the floor. Valley Falls has Hayden Kearney picking up his third foul, and again, at the free throw line, we go. Stepping up there, Coy Perry. It's up and a little short. Coy with one more shot coming up in a minute, 41 to go in the third. 42-38. This one, also, and an offensive rebound, followed up and off the window. That was a spectacular play by Caden Kessinger, who's just come into the game, and we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Coach Gatzmeier going to get his guys together. We're going to take it with him. Joseph at a minute 34 left in the third. Bears 44, Dragons 38.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
KAIR-FM, Horton,
oh, yeah,
Atchison.
Sitting here running up numbers, lots of numbers to add up. How about the scoring? Through 3 quarters, leading off with Valley Falls. It's Damian Cervantes and this young guy having what a night, man. 19. Points through 3 quarters. Next guy up, Colin Kearney with 9 and 8 for Zach Evans. For Oskaloosa, double digits for Josh Rowe, 10. Coy Perry, 8. Then Trent Van Houten, 7. Gunnar Rockhold, 7. Ashton Glavin, 7. And on they go is, what, 3, 6, 9 players for Oskaloosa have put points up so far tonight. We're going to the fourth quarter. It is a 49-44 ball game, and the Bears will bring it. Hey, we're back at it. Joseph puts us in the studio. Here's an offensive foul. That was a nice job of posting up, standing in, taking a little bit of punishment, and the foul is going to be on Gunnar Rockhold. That is his fourth. So his fourth foul of the game in Rockhold was 7 points. Big con on this Oskaloosa team. 7.5 to play. A very long three will not fall for Cervantes. And here come the Bears off the rebound. Now, if you're Oskaloosa, you start thinking, how many shots are you going to get? How much time are you going to take with each possession? How many passes are you going to make? Well, apparently one. There's a shot for three that's up and missing from way outside. Rebounding it back down off the miss comes Valley Falls. Dragons taking it the other way. 7 minutes to play in the game. Valley with the basketball, treading it by 5. Over to the baseline right, deep into the corner it's going to go. You've got Flint back in the game. That's Flint Seymour. Topside Hayden Kearney. One hand push pass over to Flint. He's way outside. Remember, he's out there with 3 fouls now, but having sent out quite a bit of the third quarter, he's got a little bit of breathing room. Here's a driving shot from the left side. It bounces, and goes in. 2 more points for Cervantes, and he is now over 20. 49-46. 6.5 to go. Oskaloosa from the left side of the free throw line. No good. Rebound. Clear down by Kearney. Hayden pulls it down, and Damian Cervantes back up the floor. Valley Falls trailing it by 3. Into the lane. Shot up. No. Bodies on the floor. Followed up by Flint. Can't get it involved, but he gets fouled. And Seymour coming to the line. Is that on Gunner? If so, it's 5. It is. Gunner Rockhold is just fouled out of the game. Again, I was a little surprised maybe that head coach Rockhold had left him in as he had picked up that fourth foul not that long ago. So maybe he would have come out for a moment, but he did not. So he's going to foul out. 6:16 to go in the game and end the night with 7 points. Back into the Oskaloosa lineup, we're going to see Caden Kessinger. Caden got into the third quarter. It's a really nice thing. He's a big, strong guy. picked up a couple of third quarter fouls. Free throws up, but it's going to be a little bit short for. But we'll have one more. He has 2 points in the game so far. Rivers are also going to take shots. He's been really in foul trouble. He has no fouls tonight. Nine of the free throws is going to go in for Seymour. And Valley Falls, unable to capitalize on the free throw. Pierce up court with it will come Oskaloosa. 6 minutes to go in the game, 49-46. It is a one-possession Bears lead. So dump it over to the right. He'll go in. Nice jumper for a hand out, and it hit the ninth point of the game. 51-46. And 5:40 left. With the ball, Zach Evans kind of steals a glance over to the left to Coach Aspire. Sees what he has in mind. Here's a look away pass. Baseline. See more shot. Got it. Flint. 51-48. Back to go to single position game at 20 left. I think if you don't believe that people go up at a bench, I'm no good. Up at the rebound, uncontested three. And before the shot, we're going to have Oscar lose the timeout. But you're not cold. Not particularly satisfied with how his team has been playing here in the fourth quarter. Taking a break. We're going to take a break and let him sort it out. With only 5:08 to go involved, the score here in Oskaloosa, Kansas, it's the Bears 51 and the Dragons 48.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
To play. 51-48, Oskaloosa here at home, and they are in front. Joseph in the studio, Tom Capson here. Welcome back, everybody. Tomorrow night, we're going to be back up in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium with the Benedictine Ravens. Women's college basketball, 5:30. Guys, basketball, 7:30. And we have a foul with an illegal screen set by Oskaloosa coming out of the timeout. The official is watching out there, and he says, no, no, that is Brody Wright and his third foul tonight. Team foul two by Oskaloosa in the fourth quarter. 5 minutes to play. Valley Falls to the basketball now, trailing by three. So tomorrow night, Raven basketball on care. Thursday, it's going to be Sports Look. Friday, we're going to have, oh, and they're palming the ball over in the backcourt. Valley Falls will have it back. These two teams are so evenly balanced and evenly matched. Now the officials stop and play. And I'm not sure what's going on. If they're looking for something or see something on the floor, there's a bit of debris. It's a part of the door closing device that has fallen off and bounced out onto the floor. Yikes. Okay, got that back. We're back at it. It's Valley Falls basketball. Baseline shot deflected. Offensive rebound. Head fake, leaning in. The shot on the floor. The foul occurs prior to the shot, so there will not be free throws taken. Foul is going to be on Oskaloosa's Brody Wright, and Brody will have his fourth foul. Oskaloosa has already seen kind of Rockhold foul out. Brody right now with four. An inbound pass. And a foul by Oskaloosa on the inbound. And that is going to be on Tanner Haynes. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. That, I think, is the fifth Bears foul of the quarter. 1, 2, 3. That is. Two on Rockhold, two on Wright, and now this one on Haynes. So, what an impact, okay? Oskaloosa has committed 5 fouls. Valley Falls has committed no fourth quarter fouls. So the Dragons come into the line. The first of 2 is good. And again, what a difference that may or may not make if the old 1-1. But doesn't matter now. First free throw by Zach Evans, who has struggled at the free throw line tonight. He was 0-for-3, hits the first, misses the second, and it's a 2-point game. 51-49. Oskaloosa with the lead, with the basketball at 4:20 to play. Baseline 3, no. Rebound, pulled down by Flint Seymour. Here come the Dragons. Coming down the left side with it, it's going to be Damon Cervantes. Nearly the midpoint of the fourth. The lob down low, taken underneath by Carney. In traffic, horses it up and somehow knocks it down. That was a big-time play by Carney, his first points in the fourth quarter. It is 51-51, and we're starting over with 4 minutes to go. Tie game. Driving in. The shot is up. We get a foul on the floor before the shot. The foul is on. Okay. The foul is going to be on Zach Evans. It'll be his third. It'll be Valley Falls' first fourth quarter foul. It's still tied at 51. The ball comes in play for Oskaloosa at their offensive end. They're going to rotate it off on top. Trenton Van Houten handling the basketball. He'll swing it over to the left side. The feet underneath. That's a beautiful give and go to the big man, Caden Kessinger, for 2. Oskaloosa back up by a pair at 53-51. Into the lane, in traffic, in trouble. They'll feed back door, going up with a shot, can't get it. Flint Seymour coming to the line for 2. Flint up there a moment ago, a couple of shots. Could not knock one of them in. He's going to have a couple of more here. That is going to be the third foul on Oskaloosa's Richie Rockhold. And a first free throw won't go in. Second free throw will not go in. Rebound, Oskaloosa. In the fourth quarter, Valley Falls is 1 of 6 at the free throw line. In the fourth quarter, Oskaloosa has only 4 points in, 5 minutes? Now we're going to have another Valley Falls foul. It's going to be the fourth on Hayden Carney. This is a big one. Hayden does not necessarily... He's not necessarily going to be your team leading scorer, but he is that pivotal guy out there that runs the ball club, makes all the things happen. Things happen through him. Here's a running shot. The bucket is in, and plus one for Oskaloosa's Trenton Van Houten. And a foul on Valley Falls, Colin Kearney, his third. We're going to get a Valley Falls timeout before the free throws are taken, or the one free throw that's coming up is going to be taken. Timeout, Joseph, at 3:03 to go in the game. It is Bears 55, Dragons 51.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Minutes and 3 seconds to go in this one yet tonight. It has been up and down. It's been back and forth. We've seen Valley Falls lead by as many as 7. We have seen Oskaloosa come right back and push to a double-digit lead. And now it was tied up with 4 minutes to go in the game. Oskaloosa is back up by four and has the chance to make it five with a free throw here off the hand of Trenton Van Houten. Trenton hadn't shot a free throw tonight. And there have been a lot of free throws shot. That one is short. Rebound saved in by Oskaloosa. What a job by Caden Kessinger. He's coming off the bench and been very good. 2:50 to play. At the baseline, that ball handler is going to be wrapped up. He'll lob it out on top to Richie Rockhold. Richie gets it over to Trenton. He'll back away. And again, with no shot clock, Oskaloosa has no incentive to shoot the ball or to do anything but run away from the defense. Out on top is going to be Tanner Haynes with it. Haynes will swing it over to the right side. On the wing, come to the free throw line. 16-footer wide right, and Valley Falls will rebound it away. Here they come into the forecourt. Taking it down the right side and pushing it up on top, down to the baseline. Flint Seymour doesn't look for the shot. Beats in the middle instead with a one-handed runner. Is up but too soft. Nicely rebounded back down by Colin Carney. The shot for three misses. The follow shot misses. Another offensive rebound by Valley Falls. Three-point shot misses. And this time the ball is going to be taken away by Oskaloosa. Four opportunities for Valley Falls. They could not cash one in, and we're at 2 minutes to play. On the other end, a driving layup. Up and good, Trenton Van Houten. It's now 57-51. The feed underneath, and Seymour with the two. 57-53. After rolling off six unanswered points, Oskaloosa finally finds Valley Falls answering them in a quick jumper by Oskaloosa. Here comes Valley Falls off the miss. They'll take it down, go to the baseline, and the ball's going to be stripped away by Caden Kessinger. He'll throw it up the floor. The layup rolls out, no good, and it's out of bounds. And it is Valley Falls basketball. Wow. With a minute 11 to go in the game, it's a four-point contest. Bears are going to put Josh Rowe back in. He's been on the bench for quite a while, and he was a starter tonight. Had a great third quarter where he picked up 10 points. Valley Falls will bring it up the floor. Here comes Cervantes. A minute 7, minute 6, minute 5 to go. Cervantes left-hand dribble. Now backs into the lane, rotates left-hand, underhand shot won't go. But he will draw the foul and come to the line for a pair. The foul on Trenton Van Houten will be his fourth tonight. And with a minute 2 to go, Valley Falls at the line can cut the lead in half. First shot won't go. And these two teams have both not been good at the free throw line. Second free throw for Hayden. Yes. So he is 3 of 4 at the free throw line. It's 57-54. But that means it's a one possession game with a minute to play. And again, if I were Oskaloosa, I'm surprised I would be taking a shot at all unless somebody fouls me and puts me on the line. 45 seconds left. They'll run a little motion all the way around to the left side, Van Houten, and we're going to get a Rockhold timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We're taking a break with the Bears. 41 seconds remaining to be played. Oskaloosa 57, Valley Falls 54.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Coming out of the timeout, it is going to be Oskaloosa basketball in play midcourt far sideline. 41 seconds to go in the game, and it's a 3-point Bears lead. So they've got the lead, they've got the ball. Cross-court pass underneath the rim, and they wisely pass up on the shot. Here's Van Houten over to the right side. He gets trapped in a corner, and did we get a foul? Didn't know if they pinned him up there, but they're going to say a foul by Flint Seymour, and now that will be his fourth tonight. Bears will be putting it back in play. Dragon team fouled for, and they're reaching in the foul by Damian Cervantes. His first of the game is going to get Valley Falls to put Oskaloosa on the free throw line. A three-point game with exactly a half a minute left. Coming to the line, Richie. He has not had a free throw tonight, has a three-point shot. His first free throw is no good. So Richie Rockhold needs a free throw to make it a two-possession lead for his team. He'll get it. It is now 58-54. Three-point shot, NBA range, off the mark. Rebound underneath by Flint. Seymour will get it out on top. Cross court, there's nobody there. Don't know where that pass is going, but we're going to get a timeout, and Dragons are going to talk about it. Taking another break, Joseph, 16 seconds to go. Bears 58, Dragons 54.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Seconds to go tonight in this evening's Care Radio High School basketball game. Love it having you with us this evening. 58-54. Bears here at home are in front. It'll be Oskaloosa ball coming and play for deep in the backcourt, and they're going to throw one over the shoulder. Van Houten will quickly get fouled as he took the pass over the shoulder. And he will come to the line for a couple of shots. It is the fourth foul tonight for Zach Evans. That may not become an issue as his first free throw is up and good for Van Houten. Points for Trenton, which makes him Oskaloosa's leading scorer. Second only to Damian Cervantes, who had 21 so far tonight. Second free throw's up, no good. And Oskaloosa rebounds it down. It's going to be off pre-stolen. Here comes Valley down the court all alone. Finger roll, got it. And that was a smart play by the Oskaloosa defender who was chasing Evans down the floor. He just stopped and said, hey, not going to foul you. Not going to give you that extra point, okay? So just go in and get your layup. And now we get a Valley Falls timeout. Just if we're going to hang on to it here a little bit. 7 seconds to go in the ball game. Bears leading it by 3 at 59-56. You got a couple of veteran coaches. Caleb Gatzmeyer for Valley Falls and Jeremy Rocco for Oskaloosa. They both know what the score is. I don't mean just the score on the scoreboard, but they know what the score is. And they're going to be putting their teams in what they believe is going to be their best possible situation to come away with a win here tonight. Tough part for some of these guys. Going to be back playing again tomorrow night. Oskaloosa, I think, plays tomorrow night. Valley Falls, I believe, may play tomorrow night also. So, makeup games are tough when you have weather that forces you to adjust your schedule. Got to get them in. And you take those few open days and pack more games in them. So, here we go. Coming in play in the backcourt, and two Oskaloosa players collide, but it's going to be saved, and up the floor, we're going to get a foul called, and that's going to be Flint fouling out of the game. That was nearly a huge break for Valley Falls. As the ball came in play, two Oskaloosa players collided. The ball nearly trickled out of bounds off of them. And a third player comes in retrieves the ball, takes it to the other end of the floor, and we've got 1 second left. Tuscaloosa's Coy Perry coming to the free throw line, and he's telling his four teammates, go on into the backcourt, gents. It is a three-point game. For Valley Falls, they've got to hope that Perry misses them both, and they can hit a 90-foot shot. First free throw is good. Coy Perry did not score in the first or second quarter, and that is his first fourth-quarter point. Second one rolls in. He'll get them both. Up the floor it comes. The full-length court shot is off the mark. Final score tonight. It was wild. Tuscaloosa, 61. Valley Falls, 56. And we'll be back to wrap it up for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
In Tuscaloosa, Kansas tonight, it was Bears winning games one and games two. Game one came more easily. Game two was a battle to the end as the Tuscaloosa guys win it tonight, 61-56 over Valley Falls. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for the Dragons, what a night for the freshman, Damian Cervantes, 21 points for Valley Falls this evening. Following him, double digits for Zach Evans and Colin Kearney, each with 11, half a dozen for Flint Seymour, 5 for Hayden Kearney, and Grant Meyer with 2. For Tuscaloosa, I don't think there's any question, your Union State Bank player of the game is Trenton Van Hout. Here's the deal, Trenton. 7 points at halftime, didn't score in the third, but when his team found themselves tied late in the ballgame, need the guy to lead them back, need the guy to put some points on the board and secure a win, Trenton did that. 7 points for three quarters, added 7 more in the fourth. 14 points tonight, led his team in scoring. Trenton Van Houten, Union State Bank player of the game. 10 apiece for both Coy Perry and Josh Rowe. It was 7 tonight for Gunnar Rockhold and Anton Glavin. A 5-point game for Richie Rockhold, Caden Kessinger with 4, and 2 apiece for both Tanner Haynes and Brody Wright. So with tonight's games in the book, Valley Falls is now 7-4 and 4-3. Tuscaloosa improves to 6-5 and also are now 4-3 in the NEKL. Tomorrow night, Joseph's going to be right back with you. He's the guy. He's always there. He's going to be engineering and producing. It'll be Benedict and basketball, ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30. It'll be from the Nolan Gymnasium, Missouri Valley in town. Thursday night, sports look right after the Brian Hagan CARE Radio Evening Report. Friday night, we're going to have high school basketball, JC and MHMA, and then Saturday, Benedict and on the road, Culver Stockton at 2-4. Just about every day. Gotta love it. Thanks for having joined us here tonight. Again, the Bears sweep the Dragons. Tim, we'll greet you next time for Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts here in Tuscaloosa. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.